My guest at this time is Bruce Nielsen. He's a communications advisor for the Fairfax County, Virginia Democratic Committee. The group is strongly pushing back against our report from earlier in the week in which a Fairfax County, Virginia woman said the envelope containing her absentee ballot was also stuffed with pro-Democratic materials, advocating for Hillary Clinton, her local Democratic Congressman Jerry Connolly, and a number of local issues on the ballot in the coming weeks. The Fairfax Democrats contend this is a simple case of confusion and that those materials did not appear in the same envelope, but in a separate mailing sent to absentee voters. And Bruce, thanks very much for being with us.
Yes, thank you for having me.
It's good to have you with us, and definitely want to get your side of this story. For those who didn't hear our earlier report, here in a nutshell is what Jenna Jones said happened when she opened her envelope containing her absentee ballot. Jenna, let's start with you since you're the voter in question here. You requested an absentee ballot in Virginia, correct?
I did.
And what did you find when you opened it up?
I found a letter from the governor of Virginia asking me to please vote Democrat and help keep Virginia blue this year. And then I got a letter from the Fairfax County Democratic Committee giving me a step-by-step yes and no what I should vote for as far as the meal tax and all those other things on the ballot.
So, Bruce, there you hear what Jenna Jones had to say. Explain to our listeners what you believe happened in this case.
Yes, what the Fairfax County Democratic Committee does, voting is a sacred privilege and a right of every citizen. And the activity of voting is also a public record. The Fairfax County Democratic Committee receives a notice of everyone who has requested an absentee ballot. And we get that information as public information on the day the ballot is mailed. The same day the ballot is mailed, our volunteers prepare materials to advise the voters what the Fairfax Democratic Committee knows to be Democratic positions on the ballot. She mentioned tax referendum, for example. We also have some bond issues this year, and the candidates on the ballot that are running as Democrats. That material is mailed in a separate envelope labeled with our initials, FCDC, and our return address in Fairfax, Virginia, and would be received either the same day, perhaps the day before, or the day after she receives her official absentee ballot from the government. It's in a separate envelope, and if she confused the idea that one was that the partisan material was mailed with her ballot material, that's just incorrect.
I've been back in touch with Jenna and her husband said, because I asked him again, are you absolutely certain this came in the same envelope? Obviously, the story's getting a lot of attention. We want to make sure.
It's not possible.
He says Jenna opened the envelope that contained her ballot, the green sample ballot, the two-sided letter from the governor, and card with kids on it saying, go vote, and that had to do with the meals tax. So you're saying that could not possibly have happened?
Sir, I'm an election official on Election Day. I serve in a nonpartisan capacity for our county election office, and I can assure you, you have Democrats and Republicans working in the office. You have plenty of oversight of the voting process, and there's no way that a partisan political piece was mailed with her ballot. There is no way that happened.
So the ballot comes from the Virginia Department of Elections, and the materials come from the Fairfax County Democratic Committee.
The county government employees mail the ballot. We obtain a public disclosure that the ballot was mailed, and the same day or the next day, she'll receive literature from our county Democratic Committee, partisan literature advocating how we would fill in the ballot. That included a letter from the governor featuring the candidates that we may vote for. That included a separate piece on a meals tax referendum that's on the ballot this year. And that included information about bond issues and other matters that are for your attention on the ballot. Those are partisan materials. They're mailed from the County Democratic Committee, not from the election office. It's a separate mailing. It's a separate stamp. It's a separate envelope. It's very easy to confuse that where they came from if you have all those materials on the table at the same time while you're filling in your votes.
So the Fairfax County Democratic Committee does not handle ballots at all. Correct.
We have no, we don't. So we don't do anything with ballots except for sample ballot materials, which this year addressed in on a colored sheet of paper. They don't come in a white paper. They come in a colored sheet. And that colored sheet showed how we would prefer a vote on the meals tax and the bond referendum questions on the ballot.
So if a different office handles the ballots, how can you be 100% certain that that didn't get included?
They don't have our materials. Our materials are printed for us by our printer, and we have complete control of those materials in our office. And they come from our office in our mailing, not anywhere. They don't go anywhere else.
A couple different things here. Since this story has gotten some attention, we are aware of at least two and maybe three other people, one to a local radio station and two online who also posted their photos, one who posted their photos, two who mentioned that they had this same issue. So the strongest case is that there certainly doesn't seem to be any widespread claim that this is happening. It seems to be a very limited scope.
I can't explain, other than the possibility that she's confused what was in one envelope and what was in another, that it's not possible that the county government is distributing partisan Democratic materials. It's never happened before. I'm not aware of it happening now, and I don't think it would happen in the future. We are the Democratic Committee. We have our own positions, and all of our materials are labeled with our logos and with our signature on them or our disclaimer under federal law.
Last point, last question I'll ask you here, and this is what David also wanted me to say, and that is, quote, I'm quoting him now, he does not blame the Fairfax Democrats at all. He says, I think what we are seeing here is a person that actually stuffs and mails the ballots is taking it upon themselves to add in extra material. I don't see how Frank's office could be held accountable for what's in the ballot envelope, but it does seem odd that others are now reporting similar issues. Is there any chance that someone who works in that office who just feels strongly about these issues could have taken it upon themselves to do that?
I just can't imagine that happening because of the internal controls that we have on the literature that we mail.
Anything else you'd like to say, sir?
This story comes as a surprise to me. This absentee program where we advocate our position on the ballots has been conducted for the past 15 or 20 years. And this is the first time it's attracted this kind of attention.
Well, Bruce, after repeated efforts to get a response from the Virginia Department of Elections, we thank you very much for taking the time to be with us here today.
Thank you for your time.
Bruce Nielsen is Communications Advisor for the Fairfax County Democratic Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.